Al-Bashir, your source of Islamic literature, presents The Lives of the Prophets, Part 2.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, na'maduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'gfiruhu wa nasta'dih. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. Man yahdihi Allah fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, amma ba'd. فنحمد الله عز وجل الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom without him no good could happen. And all blessings are from him. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we say alhamdulillah and then alhamdulillah and then alhamdulillah, who made it possible for us to worship him. If it wasn't for him allowing us and assisting us to do so, we wouldn't have been able to make one tasbihah or one tahleelah or one takbira, or one rak'ah, or to fast one day. It is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his tawfiq and assistance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Musa and Bani Israel from the strongest man and regime and army and nation on the face of the earth. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's nothing that is a superpower. There is no one who is strong. There is no government that is powerful. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are all under him and they are all his servants. And for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with kun fayakun, everything is created or anything can be destroyed. وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we saved you from Fir'aun and his people. Blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Banu Israel saw the miracle of Allah in front of their own eyes. They saw the sea split into two portions which seemed like mountains. And then they saw Fir'aun and his army drowning. And they saw how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivered them to safety. What was the first thing they did when they reached to safety? Banu Israel, the first thing they did when they were with Musa, when they were traveling into a new land, finally they are in freedom now, released from the servitude of Fir'aun. Banu Israel saw some men worshipping some idols. They went to Musa and they said, اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم آلهة. They said, O Musa, can you create for us or make for us a god like they have gods? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحْرَ فَأَتَوْا عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ يَعْكُفُونَ عَلَىٰ أَصْنَامٍ لَهُمْ قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى جَعَلْ لَنَا إِلَهًا كَمَا لَهُمْ آلِهَةً.
And we brought the children of Israel with safety across the sea. And they came upon a people devoted to some of their idols and worship. They said, O Moses, make for us a god as they have gods. Subhanallah al-Azim, you just came out from Egypt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved you and you saw the miracles of Allah with your own eyes. You saw the miracles of Allah assisting Musa and assisting you, and you were helpless and you couldn't do anything for yourselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala performs these miracles in front of your own eyes, and then you ask Musa to create for you a god like they have gods. Banu Israel, they knew about Allah and they believed in Allah. Don't understand this wrong. Don't think that the Banu Israel wanted to replace their religion with something else. No. They believed in Allah and they knew that Allah is the one who helped them and assisted them. But when they saw what the other people are doing, they wanted to have something similar to them. They are not satisfied with what they had. They have an inferiority complex. So they think that these gods are going to bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or something. Ibn Khaldun says something interesting. He says that always weak nations imitate the strong nations. الضعيف يتشبه بالقوي. The weak imitates the strong. Banu Israel were weak in Egypt. And they came out of Egypt. Now they are in freedom, but they are still thinking with the weak mentality. So they always think that the others have something better than them. And you find among the Muslims who are weak today, those of them who are not proud with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, they're always trying to find ways to imitate the others. And who are they imitating? They're imitating the West, because the West is strong. So you find that the Muslim wants to look like the non-believers. He wants to act like the non-believers. He wants to celebrate like the non-believers. He wants to do everything the way the non-believers are acting. One of the prominent priests of the Catholic Church in Italy. So this priest wrote a letter to the Pope. In that letter he said, if you would just see the state of our Christian men, he was talking about Al-Fursan. These are the knights. The Christian Church used to send these knights to raid the Muslim world. They would go to the Holy Land, and these were very powerful, small bands of horsemen, and then they would dispatch them to the Muslim world to cause corruption. And by the way, not only were they causing corruption on land, but it also happened in the sea. Do you know who the pirates, what are the pirates, how were the pirates founded, and do you know who they were fighting? Piracy, the whole issue of piracy and pirates in the sea, which we see a lot of cartoons and movies about, it was started and invented to fight the Muslims in the Mediterranean Sea. That is how piracy started, because the Mediterranean Sea was an Islamic sea for a very long time, with Al-Abbasiyin and then Al-Uthmaniyin was the power in the Mediterranean Sea. So these pirates would go and they would raid the Muslim merchants who are traveling in the Mediterranean Sea. Anyway, so this priest wrote a letter to the Pope. He said, if you would see how our men try to dress like the Muslims, and they learn Arabic, and they write poetry of romance and love in Arabic better than the Arabs. Because the Muslims in that time were strong, so you find that the weak is always trying to imitate the strong, and now things reversed. So you have now the Muslim is trying to imitate the ones who are strong. But the Muslim should always believe that the strength is from Allah. And the honor belongs to Allah. Al-izzatu lillah wa li rasulihi wa lil mu'mineen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all honor belongs to Allah and His Messenger and to the believers. What we are going through now is a temporary state. It is not permanent. So Bani Israel are still thinking with that inferior, weak mentality. So they said, اجعل لنا آلهة اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم آلهة. This action in itself, is it a sin or is it kufr? It is kufr. It is disbelief. When you're asking for a god besides Allah, that is kufr. But what did Musa tell them? Did he say you are non-believers? You are kuffar? No, he didn't. He said, أنتم قوم تجهلون. You are people who are ignorant. So he excused them with their ignorance, but he taught them, and whoever refuses after they receive the message, then that is disbelief. So Musa now is teaching them, he said, قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْهَلُونَ. You are people who are ignorant. And then he told them,
إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ مُتَبَّرٌ مَا هُمْ فِيهِ وَبَاطِلٌ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
Verily, these people will be destroyed for that which they engaged in, and all that they are doing is in vain. These people don't think that they're strong, don't think that they're powerful. They are going to be destroyed. What they're doing is wrong.
قَالَ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْغِيكُمْ إِلَهًا وَهُوَ فَضَّلَكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ.
He said, shall I seek for you a God other than Allah while He has given you superiority over mankind? Musa is telling Bani Israel that Allah has chosen you. They were the chosen people of Allah. They were the nation whom Allah chose. Even though up till that moment, they were still weak and they didn't have any khilafah and they didn't have any nation and they didn't have any power. Nevertheless, they were still the best. And the Muslims need to read the ayah in Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You were the best nation produced for mankind. You were the best nation that was brought forth for humanity. So even if we are in a slump, in a weak moment, we should still understand and realize that we have what can make us the best and the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Musa is telling Bani Israel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you superiority over mankind. He has chosen you.